שלום, אנחנו לומדים מספר
Hello, we're learning from Marbash Essays, page 33, the essay One Should Always Sell the Beams of His House. You can watch our lessons on kab.tv and you can send us questions, selected questions related to the study materials will be asked during the lesson. Again, reading from a sage's Rabash Essays, page 33, One Should Always Sell the Beams of His House. I'm very excited. This time more than usual, and I also hear from several people, from many people, that they have a certain special excitement this time towards our gathering. That certainly, I would say, we never had such a clear feeling that we have gathered here in order to establish a new society, a new connection, very special in that it will be matching, at least to some degree, on a very first degree, it will be matching the Creator, who is the force who is the opposite of us, the force who is good, that does good. And we also want, to the very smallest degree, to resemble Him. And we have for this all of the preparations, we have for this all of the conditions, and the Creator is truly supporting us, helping us, creating all of the conditions, so it is truly felt in the society that there is excitement and readiness. More and more we understand what needs to be done and how it has to happen, that everything is within the common desire and not for anyone by himself, but only between us, that we discover this upper force, the force of love and connection, in which the light dresses, the light of adhesion, of the purpose of creation. Therefore, we now have before us truly the work of summarizing what we went through since the previous Congress, when we started that final stage of the spiritual work. Before that, we were learning the qualities, and since the previous Congress a year ago until this Congress, we already learned the stages of the preparation for the first spiritual connection. This is called mitzvah, a precept or commandment from the side of the Creator, who is expecting us to actually execute this connection that will be similar to Him, that in our quality of connection, we will attain His quality. We, from the side of the Kli, and then He will dress from the side of the light. And we will have contact between us, connection, adhesion, at least on some first minimal degree. This is what is expected. The ascent to this state is a very difficult ascent. It is more difficult than all of the other ascents and all of the other degrees on the ladder. And this is why we truly need to be in great excitement with responsibility and adhesion, but mostly in our vut, mutual responsibility, that all of us want to think about all of us. I care about the others. This will also guard me not to lose the connection with everyone, not to lose the direction through the connection with everyone to the Creator. And therefore, let us now speak, to begin with, right now, about this question that if we are each care about the others, this guards us so that we will not leave the path. How does that work? Please, this is the question. How, by concern for my friend, his friend, all the friends, everyone, right? How by that I guarantee to myself that I will stay on the path? Please.
With everybody.
Rav, they say that the mitzvot, the precepts between man and his friend, come before the precepts between man and the place, the Creator. So the most important for me is, first of all, to connect with the friends, and then the Creator. And I, specifically in the connection with the friends, in order to connect with them, I use the Creator, right? This light that reforms the Torah. And later on, when I correct the connection with the friends, from that connection, we move on to a connection with the Creator. How do we do that? How do we shift? How do we use the Creator in order to connect between us? And then we use the connection between us in order to connect with the Creator. Please. Talk together, not necessarily in order, so long as something comes out which is together. That's more important than the right answer. Please. Right forces.
Rav, why specifically in the connection between us do we discover the upper world and its fulfillment as the upper force, the connection? Why specifically in the connection between us do we discover the upper world and the Creator filling it? Please. Why specifically in the connection?
Of the Creator, and this is a divine gift
of. We can hold on the path with the correct intention in connection only by the force of the environment. And in no way with our own forces. That I am completely in the hands of the environment. I can't save myself from my ego, but only they can give me an ability to rise a bit above my ego, and then I can be under their influence. Meaning, man will help his friend. Just that. How can we organize now and towards the Congress more and more in our connection, whoever's here, whoever is around the world, our friends, how can we organize this mutual responsibility that the fear, the anxiety, my concern will only be in order for the friends to not fall from the degree of adhesion, of our general degree of adhesion, that I'm only concerned about everybody's connection, not myself, that they will be connection, constantly only concerned about that in each and every one of us. And for sure, that'll truly help us to be connected. Please. How will we organize this?
And
Rav, why in concern about myself I awaken the negative upper light, the darkness, that brings me recognition of evil. And by being concerned of the others, of the friends, I awaken the upper light, the good one, the correcting one, that helps. And that's how I shift from the path of suffering to the path of the Torah. That if I'm concerned of myself, even in a nice way, doesn't matter how, that I want to bestow and show the Creator, no. By this, I just awaken the path of suffering, darkness, disconnection, and through recognition of evil, so I'll eventually come to the correct path. And if I think of the others, and I'm concerned about the others, my friends, to connect, and I'm standing guard, so by this, I'm awakening the correct light, the upper force, in the form of the face that it bestows and corrects the connection between us and shines in us, already as the inner light, as the Creator. How can we, by such an attitude or a relation between us, change the way the light bestows upon us and shift from the darkness to light, light to darkness, from Torah to suffering? Please.
Rav, how do we shift our concern for the society between us so that each one of us will feel that the fate, the destiny is in his hands, that the general destiny is in his hands? How do we develop and shift our concern for the success of the society between us, so that each one will feel that the spiritual fate of the society is in his hands? Please. Rav, there are only two forms of advancement, spiritual advancement. Either the Creator cares for it, then it's called the path of suffering. He awakens us. Because nevertheless, without showing a deficiency, we cannot advance. But the revelation of the deficiency, if the Creator is awakening it, it's the path of suffering. We feel it in a very unpleasant manner. Or we awaken ourselves. And then it is called the path of the light, path of the Torah, because we're asking, we're building it, but through the connection between us. So the question is, how will we always walk on the path of the Torah, the path of the light, in the path where we awaken the dawn, and it's not the Creator? So that it will be good for us. We can quickly reach the correction. How can we awaken ourselves instead of allowing the Creator to awaken us? Truly so. We are in competition with Him. How can we do it? Truly be in competition, to feel that I'm not giving him an opportunity to awaken us. Rather, we are constantly awakening ourselves by ourselves. The moment we don't, we fall from the good path to the bad path. This is called, I have created the evil inclination, that each and every moment, if we don't show the inclination to the good by ourselves, then the bad, the evil, is revealed. Please, how do we not give the Creator an opportunity to work? Rather, we do it.
I don't believe it.
Rav, what is the difference in the correction that is done in the group of Abraham, in which representatives of the 17 nations of the world have gathered that were in Babylon, the whole of humanity that back then was in Babylon, and they went through, they had a correction, this group in which there were people from all of these small nations. And what is the correction that is done today after there was a shattering in that group? That is, first of all, they reached the greatness of the correction, the end of their correction in the first temple, but only theirs. And they fell and they were shattered and they mixed with all the other Babylonians, with the whole of humanity during the 2000 years. And now, again, we are in Babylon. And all of those who are awakening are like, well, let's say that Abraham, that same notion, concept, that is also calling others to unite and to be corrected. But what is the correction between us? That in Babylon, those who came to Abraham connected versus us. After our sparks have come to the end of correction and then they fell to the great ego and they incorporated, mixed with the whole of Babylon, and now we also have to create this connection between us. Love covers all crimes, love your friend as yourself. What is the difference between these two corrections? Start talking together. Ta 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 ta. Each one of you, everyone. Suddenly, you will feel that it becomes clear. Please. And also, for the question, for it to be more clear, speak about that first. Please. Point in all of this. Well, I don't care. I just want to.
Rav, why being concerned about others assures me that I won't be concerned of myself and no evil will fall upon me? Why concern about the others assures me that I won't be concerned of myself and also that no evil will fall upon me? From my desire.
Rav, how do I convince myself that I have no concern for others, that this is my soul, and I'm worried about it? Clear? How do I convince myself that my concern is not for others, because there are no others, it's my own soul, and I'm concerned with it?
And then it helps.
Rav, how do I arrange the influence of the environment on me, which is called Arvut, the mutual guarantee, so I will constantly think about it? This is my soul. I'm willing to think about it, but for one moment, and then I leave it, unless they force me to this thought, to this intention. I will not be able to do this. So, how do I organize the influence of the environment on me so that I will influence it? And only work in this way. There is nothing else. The influence of the environment on me and my own influence on the environment. Go ahead. How do we organize it? And what exactly do we do? What are we giving? How are we influencing? That moves us, that hurts us a little bit.
Rav, what's the difference between love of friends, love of the world, and love of the Creator? What is the difference between these kinds of love? A difference of kli, a difference of light, a difference of feeling, a difference of the order of revelation. Please.
In our world, we have love for nature, for life, for... The most natural love is love for the kids. Natural. Everything else is... It comes and goes, so to speak. It can stop. It didn't exist before, and then it came. What's it like in spirituality? Love for the group, meaning love your friend as yourself, and love for the Creator, and you will love the Lord your God. Which is more natural, more primary, more main? How does it happen? Go ahead. Why, if my soul is in the friends, then why is it so difficult to come among them, to connect them, to care for them, to just love them? If they are my soul, if my soul is there between them, in the connection between them, why is it difficult? What's more important than the soul? Part of God above, my own eternal part. So why can't I constantly be concerned with this? There's nothing else. Nothing is more important to me, more precious. So, if we attribute importance to it, maybe it'll be easier for us to think about connection between the friends, to awaken my soul there, to be attached to it. I'm not attached to the friends, I'm attached to my own soul, I'm not attached to their connection. I'm concerned with the creation of my soul in its broken pieces. I'm concerned with the Creator shining in it. It is seemingly a very regular, egoistic work, very important and therefore easy. Will it succeed if we do it this way or not? If we relate to it in this way, will it work out for us or not?
We don't realize we're stuck.
Rav, what stages in our spiritual advancement can we do without bestowing upon the entire world? And at what point what we attain must spread out throughout the world? To us, it's by a gradual work. To them, it is instantaneous. For them, it's instantaneous. What stages should we go through? Can we go through in our correction without bestowing upon the world? And at what point, from what states, what we're going through will pour out and spread out into humanity, into the world. I don't think we and Rav are the same.
Rav, how do I guard myself to always be feeling and seeing the fact of the matter in mind and heart, that what I feel in my heart and what I think in my mind comes to me from the Creator because He is first? How do I feel and understand in heart and mind that it comes from the Creator? That besides the feeling and the thought, I also have a deeper thought and a deeper feeling that it comes from the Creator. How do I try to hold on to that, to develop this fact? Please. Where am I? Where is my purpose? Oh, that's the mother of the snake.
How do we attain the real self of the human who exists among the thoughts of between, or in the thoughts and desires that the Creator creates in him, and the reactions from the society which the Creator establishes and positions, and in between them, between man and the world? And man is entirely a result of the Creator, and the world is entirely also a result of the Creator. So how do we, by what relations between the world and man, which is the Creator, manifesting in these two ways, how do we in between them establish our entity, our independence, our existence, that there is none else besides Him? When there is none else besides Him, where is there also room for me as well?
Egoistically begin to...
Rav, you can picture it this way. The Creator is half behind me and half in front of me. I'm the first and I'm the last. When I try to grasp it in between, I restrict myself like I don't exist, zero. When I acquire the qualities of bestowal, I grasp both spaces. I'm the first and I'm the last because I sympathize with Him. All right? Because I become identical with Him. So,
Rav, if there's really none else besides Him, how does it obligate me to treat enemies, haters, opposers, everyone? How do I determine my attitude, my system of relationship with all of those who somehow oppose, go against, hate, rise up against me? How should we relate to that? What do you recommend? One's moved so much.
No, I feel closest to the...
Rav, what does it mean that the Creator gives the soul to the person and then the person gives the soul back to the Creator? It's written something like that, right? What is it about?
What is reception?
It says, for the soul you have given me, the pure soul, and then, before we pass away, we give the soul back to the Creator. What is that? What's the truth of that?
When it disappears?
Rav, should a person in every ascent and descent bless for receiving the soul from the Creator and giving the soul back to the Creator? Or it happens once in some other state? Spiritual states, of course, not corporeal. So in each and every ascent and descent, do we receive the soul and then give the soul? You have a concern for the friends, that's the soul.
Let's move on to the next part of the lesson and sing a song.
אחים בני כל העם הזה כל כך שלמים מחוברים שרים מה טוב ומה נעים